God controls the universe. He doesn't need permission from anyone to bless you. When it's your time to be promoted, to see increase, to build, to take new ground, no person can stop him. No bad break, no loss, no pandemic. All the forces of darkness cannot stop what God has for you. The scripture says the darker it gets in the world, the brighter it's going to get in the church. You and I are the church. The church is not a building, it's people. The darker it gets around you, the more you're going to shine. The more you're going to stand out. The more you're going to see favor. Don't expect God to deliver you from every Babylon, but you can expect Him to cause you to prosper in every Babylon. He may not take you out of that negative environment at work, but He will promote you in the midst of it. And if God is not delivering you from the difficulty, maybe that's a sign that you're supposed to shine in the difficulty. His plans are to prosper you. He didn't say that when everything was going great. He said that when they were in captivity. If you'll have the right attitude, God's going to cause you to prosper despite what's coming against you. He's going to cause you to flourish on the enemy's territory. Not in Jerusalem, that's expected, but in Babylon. That way people will know the favor of God is on your life. My father went through a time when felt like he was in Babylon. Back in the 1950s, he had been pastoring a successful church. They just built a new auditorium, held 1,000 people. His dreams were coming to pass. Then my sister Lisa was born with something like cerebral palsy. And my father went to a hotel for a few days to be alone. He read the scripture like he was reading it for the first time. And he saw how Jesus went about healing people and performing miracles. He came back to his church with a new passion. He thought they would be excited, but they didn't like his new message of faith and victory. It didn't fit their tradition. And there was so much contention, he ended up having to leave the church. He had spent years pouring into those people. Now there was nothing to show for it. He was in exile, so to speak. But I've learned nothing happens without God's permission. We may not understand it. It may not seem fair, but God knows what He's doing. He wouldn't have allowed it if it was going to keep you from your purpose. When you feel like you're in exile, you've been pushed out, having to start over, gone through a divorce, been betrayed, dealing with a loss, it's tempting to settle, get discouraged, think you've seen your best days. That's when you have to dig down deep. Say, God, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me, but I trust you. I know you're still on the throne. You said your plans for me are for good. While I'm in Babylon, I'm still gonna praise you, still gonna be my best, still gonna pursue my dreams. I'm still gonna believe for your favor. My father was disappointed. It was like the wind was knocked out of him, but he didn't sit around in self-pity. He didn't get bitter. God, why am I in exile? Why did I get pushed out? He and my mother went out and found an old rundown building. Used to be a feed store. They started Lakewood with 90 people. He had 1,000 members before, now just a fraction. He had a beautiful brick sanctuary, now this little wood building. Sometimes to reach your destiny, you have to go backwards so God can take you further forward. God doesn't always do things in a straight line, in what makes sense. There will be closed doors, disappointments, people that walk away, things you didn't see coming. You look up and you're in Babylon. You were doing great in Jerusalem, but things unexpectedly changed. In these times that don't make sense, you came down with an illness, lost a main contract, the friend betrayed you. You have to remind yourself that God is still in control. Being in Babylon is not a surprise to Him. Don't panic. God knows how to take what was meant for harm and turn it to your advantage. He may not deliver you from it, but He will prosper you in it. Being in Babylon is a test. Going through things you don't understand, things that are not fair, that shows what your character is. That shows what you're capable of handling, how much God can trust you with, how much influence you can carry, how much responsibility He can give you. What you do in the tough times will determine how high you rise. Thanks so much for watching today. If you want to see the full message, click the link in the description or go to joelosteen.com. We are praying for you and your family. It's going to be an awesome year. You wouldn't be alive unless God had something amazing up in front of you.
Stay in faith. We know God's got something amazing in store for you and your family. We'll see you next time.